अस्तु महोदय, एण्ड् केन् यु आल्सो प्लीस् डू द गीतम्?
नमस्कारः महोदय, हरि ओम्, सर्वेभ्यो नमस्कारः. I am going to sing this Geetam. I will repeat the first line. I will sing the first line and all of you will sing next to me. So like that every line will go and we will learn this song by heart. So we will start.
Madhya, one second. I will also unmute everybody so that...
Okay.
We are in a chorus. Astu Mahodaya.
Hari Om. Geetam. Naiva klishta na cha katina. Surasa subhoda. विश्वमनोज्ञा ललिता हृद्या रमणीया सुबोधा
विश्वमनोज्ञा ललिता हृदया रमणीया
नैव क्लिष्टा न च कठिना
महोदय anyone can follow because some confusion there, so if you don't mind I will follow because I will follow.
Okay,
I will follow because I know thoroughly this song.
Okay
you song, I will follow.
Okay Mahodaya.
Okay
surasa subhodha vishwamanojna lalita hridya ramaniya ललिता हृद्या रमणीया अमृतवाणे संस्कृत भाषा नैव क्लिष्टा न च कठिना नैव क्लिष्टा न च कठिना
अमृतवाणी
संस्कृतभाषा
नैव श्रेष्ठा न च कठिना
नैव
क्लिष्टा न च कठिना
कविकोकिल वाल्मीकि विरचिता रामायण रमणीय कथा अतीव सरला मधुरमञ्जुला नैव क्लिष्टा न च कठिना नैव क्लिष्टा न च कठिना
मञ्जुला नैव क्लिष्टा
मधुरमञ्जुला नैव क्लिष्टा न च कठिना नैव क्लिष्टा
व्यासविरचिता गणेशलिखिता महाभारते पुण्यकथा
व्यासविरचिता song is anybody want.
Gaurava Pandava Sangama Ratita Naiva Kleshta Nacha Katina Naiva Kleshta Nacha Katina
Gaurava Pandava Sangama Ratita
कुरुक्षेत्रसमराङ्गणगीता विश्ववन्दिता भगवद्गीता
कुरुक्षेत्रसमराङ्गणगीता
अमृतमधुरा कर्मदीपिका नैव क्लिष्टा न च कठिना नैव क्लिष्टा न च कठिना
अमृतमधुरा कर्मदीपिका नैव क्लिष्टा न च कठिना
कविकुल गुरुनवरसोन्मेषजा रघुकुमार कविता विक्रम शाकुन्तलमालविका नैव क्लिष्टा न च कठिना नैव क्लिष्टा न च कठिना सुरस सुबोधा विश्वमनोज्ञा ललिता हृद्या रमणीया
रमणीया
अमृतवाणी संस्कृत भाषा नैव क्लिष्टा न च कठिना नैव क्लिष्टा न च कठिना हरि ओम् जयतु संस्कृतं जयतु भारतं
महोदय
धन्यवादः
महोदय we can do some other modulation now. Simply I will send only one paragraph if you don't mind.
Can you please identify yourself, Mahodaya? I am not able to recognize.
I am Murugan Sarmaji.
Astu Mahodaya, sure, you want to do it for one paragraph?
Yeah, only one paragraph. Okay,
so let me unmute everybody and then you can unmute yourself.
Okay.
So Murugan Mahodaya, Sharma ji Mahodaya, please can you please unmute yourself and you can then recite it.
Okay. Kavi kokila Valmiki virasita Kavi kokila Valmiki virasita Ramayana ramaniya katha Ramayana ramaniya katha अतीव सरला मथुर मञ्जुला अतीव सरला मथुर मञ्जुला नैव क्लिष्टा न च कठिना नैव क्लिष्टा न च कठिना सुरस सुबोधा विश्वमनोज्ञा ललिता हृदया रमणीया अमृतवाणी संस्कृत भाषा नैव क्लिष्टा न च कठिना नैव क्लिष्टा न च कठिना धन्यवादः महोदय
अस्तु महोदय बहु उत्तमम् अस्ति धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः महोदय.
आं महोदय, बहु उत्तमम् अस्ति. अस्तु, सो विल् गेट् स्टार्टेड्. सो एव्री वीक् वि विल् हेव् दिस् रिसैटेड् ईदर् बै मुरुगन् महोदय आर् मुरुगप्पन् महोदय. Both of them have a very good voice, so we will recite our geetam. I really did not know realize that we have really good voices in our group, so we will start with this geetam. So Murugappan Mahodaya or Murugan Mahodaya, you will be doing it for us, and also we will end our session with a mantram, shanti mantram. So we will start from today's session. So by the end of the class, we will recite our Shanti Mantra and then end our class.
Astu Mahodaya.
Astu Mahodaya.
Astu Astu.
Ah Mahodaya. So we will begin our session today. Then let me see if... so just can you give me confirmation that you are able to see the screen and I now... I'm sharing the screen. Is it that visible? Because
now visible.
Yes,
visible. Okay.
Ah, Mahodaya. Now it is visible.
Okay. So I request everybody to keep yourself on mute because I'm hearing my voice as the echo in the background. Okay, yeah, fine. So we'll revise once again where we started. We started with the parichaya or introduction. Mama nama jayantaha, right? My name is Jayanta. Bhavatah nama kim for masculine version, bhavatyah nama kim for feminine gender. So this is how we revised our classes or came to know how we are going to ask the name for the masculine version and the feminine version. Then we have seen last class, aham, right, or the class before that as well, that aham is used for I. We are going to use for aham. You know, whether it be masculine or feminine, we are going to use aham. And we are going to say, what am I going to do or what is my profession? This is what we looked at, right, aham. Aham karyakarta, aham. Aham abhinetrah, aham abhinetri, right? These are the kind of sentences we are going to form. So the question would be, bhavan kaha or aham jayantah. Bhavan kaha, I can answer it with saying my name is Jayant or I am Jayant. Aham rachayatra or aham abhinetrah, aham abhinetri, actor, actresses. Aham karyakarta, I am a worker. So this is the kind of sentences we are going to use with aham. Bhavati ka, and bhavati ka is for the feminine gender. Bhavan kaha is for the masculine gender. Bhavati ka is for the feminine gender. So this is how we are going to use this. And okay, let me also see. Yeah. And also we had seen certain professions or vruttaha last week. We had seen vruttaha last week, professions. Lot of profession words we had seen. Adhyapakaha, adhyapika, vaidyaha, vaidya, right? And yantrajnyaha, and so on. So, as part of today's homework, we will also try to identify how we are going to form sentences with that. So, you would have done with respect to Abhyasa Pastakam. So, with aham, you probably, you can form the sentences saying aham, my name is, or I am, with the name and also with the profession. Aham name, aham profession. So that could be the way sentences could be formed for today's homework. I'll anyways discuss this at the end of the session. So here, with respect to this picture, asandha attiva. Asandha ityukte chair. Asandha ityukte chair. Asandha attiva. Is the chair there? So we see chair is available. Aam. Asandha asti. Asandha asti is our answer. Asandha ityukte chair. Utpitika. Utpitika ityukte table. Utpitika ityukte table. Utpitika astiva. Utpitika asti. Aam. Utpitika asti. Utpitika atra astiva. Aam. Utpitika atra asti. Asandha atra astiva. Aam. Asandha atra asti. So that is our answer. The question is, asandha atra astiva. Atra ityukte here. Asandha atra astiva. Aam. Asandha atra asti. Asandha kutra asti. Asandha atra asti. Asandha asti va. Aam. Asandha asti. Asandha kutra asti. Asandha atra asti. So we can ask the questions with respect to two things here, whether the chair is available and whether the chair is available here. So our questions would be, asandha atra asti va would mean, asandha is chair, atra, atra, here, asti, asti is available. Chair is available here. Asandha, asandha atra asti. Astu? So this is the answer. Aam asandha asti. Utpitika atra asti va. Aam utpitika atra asti. Astu? Aam utpitika. Utpitika ityukte table. Utpitika ityukte table. Atra asti. So we will try to do this for the various words that are given here. So please ask the question. Atra asti va or kutra asti or astiva. These are the questions that you need to ask for each of the words. So we'll begin with Pramila Bhagni. Pramila Bhagni, are you available?
Yes, sir.
Astu, astu Bhagni. So for the words that are displayed on this slide, you need to identify the question or form the question and then answer it.
Okay. Purushaha atra asti va. Purushaha atra asti. Stri kutra asti va. Stri atra asti. Dvajaha kutra asti va. Dvajaha ekatra asti. Dwaram kutra asti va. Dwaram tatra asti.
Ekan instance, so Bhagni, so when we are asking kutra, we need not use va. The reason is we are directly asking the question. So we are saying, okay, where is the kutra? If you say is a prashnavachaka shabdaha, we are directly asking the question. But if you are saying, is it here? If you are going for is it here, purushaha atra asti va, is the man here? Then we are going to use aam atra asti. If you are asking the question, then you can ask kutra asti. Astu Bhagni?
Okay. Yeah, thank you, sir. Dwaram kutra asti. Dwaram tatra asti.
Samichinam. Trump Mahodaya.
Okay. Trump Mahodaya kutra asti. Trump Mahodaya atra asti.
Asti Bhagni, Trump Mahodaya. Chitram Mahodaya asti, nasti, khalu.
Hello?
Hello, Bhagni, Pramila Bhagni. Trump Mahodaya Chitram va asti va, nasti.
Oh, Obama is there. Yeah, yes.
Ha.
Okay. I just looking at the person.
Oh, astu Mahodaya. अस्तु भगिनि.
वृक्ष कुत्र अस्ति? वृक्ष सर्वत्र अस्ति. पुष्पम् अस्ति वा? पुष्पं तत्र अस्ति. पत्रं कुत्र अस्ति?
पत्रम् इत्युक्ते लेटर्. लेटर् अत्र अस्ति वा भगिनि?
Yes, files are there means letter, I can say.
Astu, astu. Samichinam.
Yeah. Patram astra asti. Teyam?
Toyam.
Kutra asti? Toyam. Toyam kutra asti? I can't see any water bottle, sir. I can say.
Astu, bagne. Koyam atra nasti.
Koyam atra nasti. Akashaha kutra asti? आकाशः तत्र अस्ति.
आकाशः सर्वत्र अस्ति, तत्र अस्ति. समीचीनं समीचीनं भगिनि, धन्यवादः. अस्तु भगिनि, सो वि हेड् सीन् अत्र, कुत्र, सर्वत्र, एकत्र अण्ड् अन्यत्र. सो कुत्र इस् वेर्, कुत्र इत्युक्ते वेर् अण्ड् इट् इस् अ प्रश्नवाचकशब्दः. सो वि आर् आस्किङ्ग् अ क्वशन्. प्रश्नवाचकः शब्दः इस् अ क्वशन्, इस् वाट् वि आर् आस्किङ्ग्, दट् इस् वाट् इस् अ प्रश्नवाचकः शब्दः. अण्ड् हियर् वेन् वि आर् आस्किङ्ग् दिस्, वि आर् यूसिङ्ग् द वर्ड् कुत्र. कुत्र इत्युक्ते वेर् अण्ड् अवर् आन्सर्स् फार् देट् इस् अत्र, तत्र. So what we are referring to as the answer, an object, where is that object or where is that person. Obama ha kutra asti, Obama ha atra asti, Trump mohodaya atra asti va, Trump mohodaya atra nasti. Trump mohodaya kutra asti, Trump mohodaya anyatra asti, he is elsewhere. Anyatra, anyatra is somewhere. Atra is here, tatra is there. सर्वत्र, सर्वत्र इस् एव्रीवेर्. सर्वत्र इस् एव्रीवेर्. आकाशः सर्वत्र अस्ति, वायुः सर्वत्र अस्ति, सर्वत्र इस् एव्रीवेर्. अण्ड् एकत्र, एकत्र इस् एट् वन् प्लेस्. ध्वजः एकत्र अस्ति. देर् वर् टु फ्लाग्स् इन् अवर् पिक्चर्, एकत्र, दे वर् एट् वन् प्लेस्. ध्वजः एकत्र अस्ति. पत्रं, पत्राणि. सो पत्रम् इस् सिङ्गुलर्. सो पत्रम् अस्ति वा? पत्रम् अत्र अस्ति. सो पत्रम् इस् हियर्, द लेटर् इस् हियर्. उत्पीठिका कुत्र अस्ति? उत्पीठिका अत्र अस्ति. अत्र इत्युक्ते हियर्. समीचीनम्, अत्र इस् हियर्. सो वि आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु फैण्ड् औट् दि वर्ड्स् आर् वि आर् ट्रैङ्ग् टु अड्रेस् आर् वि आर् ट्रैङ्ग् टु इण्डिकेट्स् वर्ड्स् वित् दीस् आन्सर्स्. अत्र, कुत्र, अन्यत्र, एकत्र, सर्वत्र. सो दीस् आर् द वर्ड्स् दट् वि आर् ट्रैङ्ग् टु आन्सर् फार् दि क्वशन् कुत्र. सो कुत्र अस्ति? अत्र अस्ति, तत्र अस्ति, अन्यत्र अस्ति, सर्वत्र अस्ति, एकत्र अस्ति. सो दीस् वुड् बि अवर् आन्सर्स् फार् दोस् कैण्ड् आफ् क्वशन्स्. सो दिस् इस् हौ वि आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु सी. नौ द सेकेण्ड् थिङ्ग् देट् वील् ट्रै टु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् इस् वाट् इस् विभक्ति. सो विभक्ति इस् आर् केसस् इन् इङ्ग्लिश्, रैट्? वि यूस् केसस्. सो सिमिलर्लि वि हाव् केसस्, देट् इस् वाट् विल् स्टार्ट् इन् टुडे सेशन्. So for the first thing, if you want to address somebody, we use the sambodhanam or sambodhana vibhakti, where if you want to address somebody or we want to call out somebody. So for example, if you have Rama, Ramaha, and then I want to address Rama, we use he Rama, he Rama. So this kind of addressing or trying to address a person or an object is this way. We use this kind of vibhakti. So we'll try to understand the cases. Cases are what is called as vibhaktis in Sanskritam or Sanskrit. We have cases in English, right? We have different cases. Similarly, these cases are called as vibhaktis or vibhakti in Sanskrit or Sanskritam. So the addressing case where we are trying to address a person is basically the sambodhanam vibhakti. And this is the case where we try to address a person or an object. right? So for example, if it is Ramaha, Ramaha is Akaranta Pumlinga Shabdaha. Ramaha is Akaranta Pumlinga Shabdaha. And we are trying to address that. How are we trying to address this? Hey Rama. Hey Rama. Right? We are trying to address it. And how are we addressing? Hey Rama. Hey Rama is the addressing of that particular object or the person. Right? So this is the Sambodhana Vibhakti in Sanskritam. Sambodhana Vibhakti in Sanskritam. Similarly, we have Krishnaha. Yes, absolutely. As Raghavan Mahodaya is mentioning here, when we are trying to use the Sambodhana Vibhakti, we are not using Aha. The Visargaha is not used. The original word is Ramaha. So, but when we are trying to address this, we are saying, Hey Rama. Hey Rama. So that is how we are going to address it. Okay. So let me, something I'm not able to see here. Let me open the chat window as well. Yes. Okay. So please, for people who are facing the issues with respect to chat, I request them to reconnect, because sometimes you need to either restart the system or your machine in order to get the FCC working properly. Sometimes it gets hanged, so it doesn't really shows up or opens up the window as well. Okay, so please restart your machine if you're using a laptop.
I think today they have changed the version, so in between there was a lot of issues. We were not able to connect to their server.
Bhagni. So is it resolved now? You are using the web version. Web version looks like it is stable.
No, now it's resolved.
Bhagni. Astu Bhagni. Astu. So similarly, Krishnaha. Krishnaha is addressed using Hey Krishna. Hey Krishna is the word that we'll use, or the way we are going to address it. Hey Krishna. So here we are using R, not the R. So it is not Krishnaha, it is Krishnaha. So Krishnaha is the Rukaranta of that pronunciation. It is the Ruka R. That comes in the swaras. A-I-I-U-R. So Krishnaha, Hey Krishna, is the Sambodhana for Krishnaha. Hey Krishna. Similarly, Phalam. We have Phalam here. So when we try to address it is Hey Phal. Hey Phala. It is not Hey Phal, because in Hindi we generally do not pronounce it the complete way. So when it comes to Sanskrit, we will say Phala, Hey Phala. Similarly, Hey Rama, it is Hey Ram. It is not Hey Ram or Hey Krishna. It is Hey Krishna. Similarly here, it is Hey Rama. Hey Rama. It is not Hey Ram. So it is Hey Rama. Similarly, for Krishna, it is Hey Krishna. Similarly, for Phalam, the Ma is taken away and we have Hey Phala. Not is Hey Phal, it is Hey Phala. That is how we use for Phalam. Similarly for Mitram, Hey Mitra. Hey Mitra. So this is how it is used when we try to use this kind of chant. Hey Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So this is how this would be used. So here it is basically the Sambodhana being addressed for the words Ramaha and Krishnaha. Right? So we are trying to say, hey, this is what is Rama and this is what is Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is essentially we are saying chanting of Rama and Krishna. Similarly, where all it is being used, Vakratunda Mahakaya Surya Koti Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurume Deva. sarvakaryeshu sarvada. So we will try to see the usage of these vibhaktis as we go forward. So majority of these all of these slokas will use these vibhaktis. Then we'll have sandhis and then samasah. These are the things that will become important. As we go forward, we'll try to see, understand the usage of these cases or vibhaktis for words. So every word will be in a vibhakti form. Every word will be in a vibhakti form. So Vakratunda Mahakaya Suryakoti Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurume Deva Sarvakaryeshu Sarvada. So this is something that we used for Lord Ganesha. We are trying to address the Lord Ganesha, explaining his features and asking him that whatever task that we may choose to do, they need to be free of obstacles and we can complete them on time. That is what we pray this, or even Suklam Bharatam, we try to start these prayers because Lord Ganesha has been given position to address all the issues that come up, and whatever task that one may take up, they need to be free of obstacles and they need to be completed. That is why we pray Lord Ganesha with these chants. So similarly for Sita. So Sita is for Trilingam. So far, if you have observed, we would have seen for masculine and neuter genders. Sita is feminine gender, right? It is a feminine gender word, Sita. So how are we going to address this? Hey Sita. Right, so if you have seen our Ramayana, Ramananda Sagar's movie, some of the times we'll say Sita, the way the Rama pronoun in that serial, we'll see Sita, or in majority of the literature, we see this kind of addressing, Hey Sita. So Hey Sita is Sambodhana Vibhakti for Sita, right, Sambodhana Vibhakti or Sambodhanam, how the word needs to be addressed. Hey Sita, this is how we are going to use it. So the A is replaced with A, right? So it is replaced with A, Hey Sita. So anything that is ending with A would become A, A, and it becomes A. So Hey Radha, Radha will become Hey Radhe. Radha will become Hey Radhe. So Gauri, so the word is Gauri, so it becomes Gauri. Hey Gauri, it is no longer Gauri. So for Akaranta Shabdaha, for Akaranta Trilinga Shabdaha, it becomes A. For Ikaranta Trilinga Shabdaha, it becomes E. Hey Gauri, it is not Hey Gauri, it is Hey Gauri. So the word is Gauri, it becomes Hey Gauri. So similarly, Hey Devi, Devi becomes Hey Devi, Hey Devi. Devi is the original word, and in Sambodhanam it becomes Hey Devi. So Amba, Hey Amba. Here Amba, with respect to Sita and Radha, it becomes Radhe, right? For Amba, it becomes Amba, Hey Amba, Amba, Hey Amba. So Amba is the word and becomes Hey Amba. So for Sambodhanam, it becomes Hey Amba. That is how the word Amba is used for Sambodhanam. Similarly, if we have to look at how they are addressed for a sloka here, we have Gangecha Yamune Chaiva Godavari Saraswati Narmade Sindhu Kaveri Jale Asmin Sannidham Kuru. Right, so Gange, Yamune, please observe this word, here it is Gange, actual word is Ganga, Yamuna, so Gange cha Yamune cha iva, Godavari, actually it is Godavari, it has become Godavari, Saraswati, Saraswati has become Saraswati, Narmada, Narmade, Sindhu, Sindhu has become Sindhu, Kaveri has become Kaveri. So we are trying to say all these rivers will be present in the kalasham water and I am trying to pray this. That is what we are trying to do. Gange cha yamune chaiva godavari saraswati narmade sindhu kaveri jalesmin sannidham kuru. So please, all of these sacred rivers, the waters of these sacred rivers, using this mantra I am invocating, and please be in the kalasham water that I am trying to pray. So we are trying to make our kalasham water very good, or trying to make it more sacred, so that these sacred waters, rivers, are now present in this kalasham water. That is what we are trying to say here. So the addressing is done in the sambodhanam. So the Ganga is now being addressed. Gange cha yamuna, yamuna is being now being addressed. Yamune chaiva, also godavari, godavari is being addressed. Saraswati is being addressed as Saraswati. Narmada is being addressed as Narmade. Sindhu is being addressed as Sindhu. Kaveri is being addressed as Kaveri. Hey, all these sacred rivers, jalesmin, in this water, sannidham kuru, play or be here. Sannidham, so please be here. That is what we are trying to say. And which, what current water, jalesmin, in this water, jalesmin. Okay, so this is how we are trying to use the Saptami Vibhakti, Sambodhana Vibhakti. Sambodhana Vibhakti, we are trying to use this here. Astu. Similarly here, for the Saraswati mantra that we have, Saraswati Namastubhyam Varade Kamarupini Vidhyarambam Karishyami Siddhir Bhavatu Me Sada. I am trying to gain knowledge. So, hey goddesses of knowledge, Devi Saraswati, I bow down to you, and you are the one who is going to give me the boons, and also you are the ones who are going to fulfill the wishes. Varade Kama Rupini Saraswati Namastubhyam. So I am going to bow down in front of you, goddesses Saraswati. Varade Kama Rupini. So Varade Kama Rupini is trying to say, who are fulfills the wishes, and also who gives us the boon. Vidyarambham, Vidya Arambham. Vidyarambham is Vidya Arambham. That is what is become as Vidyarambham. So I am beginning my studies. Karishyami. So I am beginning my studies. That is what is Karishyami Vidyarambham. Arambham Vidya Karishyami. Siddhir Bhavatu Me Sada. So please this, give me the capacity to complete this. That is what is Siddhir Bhavatu Me Sada. So always, Sada is always. Saraswati Namastubhyam Varade Kamarupini Vidyarambham Karishyami Siddhir Bhavatu Me Sada. So we are going down to Goddess Saraswati so that our wishes and desires for gaining knowledge, because we are starting our studies, they be fulfilled completely, and under your auspicious blessings, they need to be completed. This is what we are praying to Goddess Saraswati. Or Devi Saraswati, that is what we are saying, Saraswati Namastubhyam. So we are calling the goddesses Saraswati. Hey goddesses Saraswati, Namastubhyam Varade Kama Rupini Vidyarambham Karishyami Siddhir Bhavatu Me Sada. So that is how we use Sambhodhanam. We will come back to this Vibhakti as we go further. We'll keep coming back to these. But today we will start with we have started with this Sambodhanam. The next Vibhakti that we are going to start is called as the Shashti Vibhakti. Shashti Vibhakti we are going to start. So how do we use this? How are we going to use cases? That is what is Vibhakti. Vibhakti is nothing but cases. How are we going to use words? Right? And when we say Shashti Vibhakti, it is the sixth case. Shashti ityukte sixth. Vibhakti ityukte case. How are we going to use this case? Right? And what is Shashti? Shashti ityukte genitive case. In English it is genitive. Shashti sixth is nothing but genitive case. So what does it address? It gives us the relation. Okay? The sixth case or the Shashti Vibhakti. We had seen Sambodhanam. It is the last Vibhakti. Sambodhanam Vibhakti is the last Vibhakti that we have seen earlier. We used He Rama, He Sita, He Radhe, He Amba, He Phala, These are the things that we have seen in Sambodhanam. But when it comes to Shashti Vibhakti, it is giving us the belongingness of something, or the genitive case. When we speak about English, it is the genitive case. Or it uses the belongingness or the position or the relation with respect to the identified object. And that identified object will be in the sixth case or in the Shashti Vibhakti. What are the words for the sixth case or the Shashti Vibhakti? We have Tasya and Etasya. So how do we use the English words for possessiveness? We know he, right? But how is it possession? When do we use the possessive word? It becomes his. So it is his book. It is his pen, right? That is what we say. If it is far, it is his book. If it is near also, we use his. But in Sanskrit, it is etasya. Whose book is this? It is his book. Whose pen is this? It is his pen. Whose pencil is this? It is his pencil. Whose computer is this? It is his computer. So for masculine gender, we use tasya, etasya. Tasya is generally for the far away. And we have seen the words that are being used in the far away context earlier for our Sarvanama Shabdaha were Saha, right? Saha. For nearer words, it was Yeshaha, right? For nearer words, it was Yeshaha. Saha Balakaha, Yeshaha Balakaha. But if it is the possession or the sixth case or the Shashti Vibhakti, then it becomes Tasya. Kasya Pustakam Asti, Tasya Pustakam Asti. Or it is nearer case, Kasya Pustakam Asti, Etasya Pustakam Asti. Right? Etasya, Kasya. So Kasya will become the question, Kasya. Kasya will become the question, and the answer then will become Tasya, Etasya, Ramasya, Balakasya. This is how we are going to use that, and that is what we will be seeing now. Tasya, Etasya. Tasya is for far, Etasya is for near. So Tasya and Etasya are used for the masculine gender. Tasya and Etasya are used for masculine gender. So here we have Saha Raghavaha. Saha Raghavaha. Saha is our way of addressing. Who is he? Saha Raghavaha. What is his name? Tasya Nama Raghavaha. Tasya Nama Raghavaha. His name is Raghavaha. He is Raghavaha. So we are saying Saha Raghavaha. Okay? Saha Raghavaha is, he is Raghavaha. But I want to say, his name is Raghavaha. Saha Raghavaha, his name is Raghavaha. Then I will say, Tasya Nama Raghavaha. He is Raghavaha means Saha Raghavaha. His name is Raghavaha means Tasya Nama Raghavaha. Saha Raghavaha, he is Raghavaha. Tasya Nama Raghavaha, his name is Raghavaha. So this is how we are going to use the word Tasya and Saha. Similarly, I want to ask the question. Tasya Nama Kim? Tasya Nama Raghavaha. Tasya Nama Kim means what is his name? A boy standing there. What is his name? Tasya Nama Kim? Tasya Nama Kim is the question. Tasya Nama Raghavaha. Tasya Nama Raghavaha. Tasya Nama Raghavaha. Kasya Nama Raghavaha? Whose name is Raghavaha? Saha Raghavaha. Kasya Nama Raghavaha? Saha Raghavaha. Tasya Nama Raghavaha. So whose name is Raghavaha? Then we point out and say, Tasya Nama Raghava. That boy who is standing there, his name is Raghavaha. Tasya Nama Raghavaha. Saha Raghavaha. Tasya Nama Raghavaha. Tasya Nama Kim. Tasya Nama Raghavaha. Tasya Nama Kim. Tasya Nama Raghavaha. Okay. So, Kaha. So, Kaha is who? There is a question here. Why not Tasya Nama Kaha? Tasya Nama. What is Kim? Bhagine. So, Kim means what? Kaha means who. That is how it will become translated. So, if we want to ask that, who name Raghava, we cannot ask like that, right? So what is his name? We generally ask, what is his name, right? So that is why you are using Tasya Namakim. Saha Kaha, who is he? Then we'll go, we'll ask the question, Saha Kaha. Saha Raghava. Tasya Namakim, what is his name, will mean Tasya Namakim. Saha Kaha is, who is he? Saha Kaha will become, who is he? Then we'll say, Saha Raghava. Tasya Namakim, what is his name? Tasya Nama Raghava. Astu Bhagini. So that will become the difference between Kaha and Kim. When we are going to use Kim, then we will come with this word Tasya. Tasya Nama Kim. Tasya Nama Kim. Saha Kaha. Who is he? Saha Kaha. Kaha. Then it is, who is he? It is very straightforward question. But what is his name? I want to ask the question in this form. What is his name? Then Tasya Nama Kim. So when we go for conversation, then these kind of differences in the way the questions are being asked come into picture. Saha Raghavaha Tasya Nama Kim. Saha Raghavaha Siva. Tasya Nama Kim. Tasya Nama Raghava. Saha Raghavaha Si. Vamkaha Vadati. So Tasya Nama Raghava. Astu. So our conversation will become like that. Tasya Nama Kim. Tasya Nama Kim. Tasya Nama Raghava. Kasya Nama Raghavaha, whose name is Raghavaha? Tasya Nama Raghavaha, Saha Raghavaha. So our answers could be Tasya Nama Raghava. Pointing to a person who is standing there, Tasya Nama Raghavaha, Saha Raghavaha, he is Raghavaha. Astu? So next, Raghavan Mahodaya, so please try to ask the questions and answer it as well for this particular slide.
Astu Mahodaya. Tasya Nama Kim? Tasya Nama Ramaha. Kasya Nama Ramaha? Aam. Tasya Nama Ramaha.
Samichinam Mahodaya. Samichinam. So Saha Rama. So if I want to say Saha Rama, what will be the question?
Kasya Nama Ramaha Saha Ramaha.
Samichinam. Bahu Uttamam Mahodaya. Dhanyavadaha. Astu.
Dhanyavadaha.
Agre. Murugappan Mahodaya.
Shiva Mahodaya. Saha Krishnaha. Saha Kaha. Saha Krishnaha. Tasya Nama Kim? Tasya Nama Krishnaha. Kasya Nama Krishnaha? Tasya Nama Krishnaha.
Samichinam, bahu samichinam. Astu Mahodaya, dhanyavadaha. Agre, Indra Bhagini.
Saha Shankaraha. Saha Kaha Saha Shankaraha. Tasya Nama Shankaraha. Tasya Nama Kim? Tasya Nama Shankaraha. Kasya Nama Shankaraha? Aam. Tasya Nama Shankaraha.
Astu Bhagini. Astu. So Het Mahodaya or Het Bhagini, I am not able to identify the gender here, but yes. So Ramasya Ramayoho Ramanam is the Ekavachanam, Dvivachanam, Bahuvachanam. We have not yet come across the singular and plural for each of these words. When we come across that, we'll again discuss that. Right, exactly. That is what we are going to use it. Astu. Agre Mangai Bhagini.
Saha Kaha Saha Vivekaha. Tasya Nama Kim? Tasya Nama Vivekaha. Kasya Nama Vivekaha? Tasya Nama Vivekaha.
Dhanyavada Bhagini. Agre Vandana Bhagini.
Yes, sir. Yes. सः सुरेशः तस्य नाम सुरेशः तस्य नाम किं तस्य नाम सुरेशः कस्य नाम सुरेशः तस्य नाम सुरेशः
समीचीनं भगिनि अग्रे बालसुब्रह्मण्यं महोदय
हा महोदय नमस्कारः
नमस्कारः महोदय
सः कः सः कपिलः तस्य नाम किं तस्य नाम कपिलः कस्य नाम कपिलः तस्य नाम कपिलः
अस्तु महोदय अग्रे
धन्यवादः
महोदय ओके धन्यवादः महोदय सो नेक्स्ट् वील् लुक् एट् एतस्य एतस्य सो फार् एतस्य वेन् वि गो फार् अवर् सर्वनामशब्दः वि हेड् एषः एषः कुमारः एषः कुमारः सो कुमारः इत्युक्ते नाम अस्ति अत्र कुमारः एण्ड् हियर् इफ् यु वाण्ट् टु स्पेसिफै हिस् नेम् इस् कुमार् रैट् एतस्य नाम कुमारः एषः कुमारः एतस्य नाम कुमारः एतस्य नाम किम् एतस्य नाम कुमारः कस्य नाम कुमारः एतस्य नाम कुमारः एषः कुमारः एषः कुमारः सो हिस् नेम् इस् कुमार् एतस्य नाम कुमारः हिस् नेम् इस् कुमार् एतस्य नाम किं वाट् इस् हिस् नेम् एतस्य नाम कुमारः कस्य नाम कुमारः हूस् नेम् इस् कुमार् हिस् नेम् इस् कुमारः एतस्य नाम कुमार एतस्य नाम कुमारः एतस्य नाम कुमारः अस्तु सो वेन् एवर् इट् इस् एतस्य वि आर् जनरली रेफरिङ्ग् इट् टु द नियर् बै आब्जेक्ट्स् एतस्य अस्तु सो अग्रे प्रियराम भगिनी अस्ति वा प्रियराम भगिनी अस्ति वा
एषः कः एषः अर्जुनः एतस्य नाम किम् एतस्य नाम अर्जुनः कस्य नाम अर्जुनः एतस्य नाम अर्जुनः
समीचीनं भगिनि अग्रे उषा भगिनी
एषः सुन्दरः एतस्य नाम किम् एतस्य नाम सुन्दरः कस्य नाम सुन्दरः एतस्य नाम सुन्दरः
समीचीनं भगिनि अग्रे अग्रे ऐश्वर्या भगिनी अस्ति वा ऐश्वर्या भगिनी
अस्ति महोदय
आं भगिनि
एषः प्रदापः एतस्य नाम प्रतापः एतस्य नाम किम् एतस्य नाम प्रतापः कस्य नाम किम्
तस्य नाम प्रतापः
कस्य नाम प्रतापः एतस्य नाम प्रतापः
अस्तु भगिनि अग्रे श्रीहासिनी भगिनी अस्ति वा
यस् एषः शिव एषः नाम किम् कस्य नाम शिव एतस्य नाम किम्
एतस्य नाम शिवः एतस्य नाम किम् एतस्य नाम किम् एतस्य नाम शिवः कस्य नाम शिवः एतस्य नाम शिवः अस्तु अस्तु, अग्रे शारदा भगिनी अस्ति वा?
यस् सर्. एषः कः? एषः अजयः. एतस्य नाम किम्? एतस्य नाम अजयः. कस्य नाम अजयः? आम्, कस्य नाम अजयः?
एतस्य
नाम अजयः.
अस्तु भगिनि, देयर इज सम प्रिंटिंग मिस्टेक, विल रेक्टिफाई दैट. ओके, अस्तु भगिनि. अस्तु, सो वी हैव सीन एतस्य एंड तस्य. एतस्य फॉर नियर बाय, फॉर फार अवे इट इज तस्य. सो इफ आई वांट टू डायरेक्टली रेफर टू दिस, लेट्स से वी हैव सह बालकः, सह बालकः, right? And we want to say this, the boy's name is Raghavah. Saha Balaka, we are saying he is a boy. And what is the boy's name? Balakasya Nama Kim. Then Balakasya Nama Raghavah. Balakasya Nama Raghavah. Saha Balakah, he is a boy. Saha Balakah, he is a boy. बालकस्य नाम किम्? वाट् इस् द नेम् आफ् द बाय्? बालकस्य नाम राघवः. बालकस्य नाम राघवः. सो वि आर् नौ सेयिङ्ग् द नेम् आफ् द बाय् इस् आर् द बाय्स् नेम् इस् बाय्स् नेम् इस् राघवः. बाय्स् नेम् इस् राघवः. अस्तु, सो फार् वर्ड्स् देट् वी हेव् हियर् अगेन् वि आर् सेयिङ्ग् सः पुरुषः. Purushaha is a masculine and we have to add sya. Purushasya nama Rajeshaha. Purushasya nama Rajeshaha. Man's name is Rajesh. So Purushasya nama kim? Purushasya nama Rajeshaha. Saha Purushaha, he is a man. Saha Purushaha, he is a man. Purushasya nama kim? Purushasya nama Rajeshaha. What is this, what is that man's name? Then we are saying purushasya nama Rajesha. That man's name is Rajesh. Purushasya nama Rajeshah. Astu, so agre Swarna Lakshmi Bhagni. समीचीनं भगिनि. अग्रे भवानी शिवकुमार भगिनि.
यस् सर्, अवेलेबल्.
आं भगिनि, सो हियर् वी हाव् द प्रोफेशन्स्. सो अत्र कुलालः इस् द वर्ड्. कुलालः इत्युक्ते पाट्रर् एण्ड् द षष्ठी विभक्ति इस् कुलालस्य. कुलालः, कुलालस्य. सो सिमिलर्ली फार् द नेक्स्ट् टु प्रोफेशन्स् ट्रै टु प्रोनौन्स् द फस्ट् वर्ड् एण्ड् आल्सो द षष्ठी विभक्ति आफ् दट् वर्ड्.
सैनिक, सैनिकस्य. नर्तकस्य.
नर्तकः, नर्तकस्य.
नर्तकः, नर्तकस्य.
समीचीनं भगिनि. सो सिमिलर्ली फार् दिस् स्लैड् आल्सो. सो भगिनि, केन् यु डू फार् दिस् स्लैड् आल्सो?
यस् सर्. छत्र, छत्रकस्य.
छात्र, छात्रः.
छात्रः, छात्रस्य. शिक्षकः, शिक्षकस्य. वैद्य, वैद्यस्य.
वैद्यः,
वैद्यः वैद्यस्य.
समीचीनं. सो शिक्षकः इत्युक्ते
टीचर्.
छात्रः इत्युक्ते
स्टूडेण्ट्.
समीचीनं भगिनि. वैद्यः इत्युक्ते
डाक्टर्.
समीचीनं भगिनि. वैद्यः शिक्षकः छात्रः. वैद्यस्य शिक्षकस्य छात्रस्य.
थैंक यू सर.
समीचीनं भगिनि. अस्तु भगिनि. सो अग्रे तङ्गं भगिनि.
यस् सर्. यस् सर्.
भगिनि फर् आं भगिनि फर् ईच् आफ् दीस् वर्ड्स् ऐडेण्टिफै द वर्ड् इट्स् मीनिङ्ग् एण्ड् देन् द षष्टि विभक्ति आफ् दट् वर्ड्.
ओके सर्. ओके. षष्टकः. षष्टकः इत्युक्ते ऐ डोण्ट् नो सर्.
ग्लास् भगिनि. चषकः इत्युक्ते
ओके. ग्लास्. ग्लास्. ओके सर्. षष्टकस्य द वाट् डु यु काल् सर्? षष्टि विभक्ति.
षष्टि विभक्ति.
षष्टि आर् षष्टि सर्?
षष्टि.
षष्टि विभक्ति.
षष्टि. षष्टि.
षष्टि विभक्ति. षष्टि विभक्ति षष्टकस्य. गोपालकः. गोपालः सः इत्युक्ते कौः अण्ड् इट् षष्टि विभक्ति इस् गोपालकस्य. गोपालकस्य.
गोपालकस्य. समीचीनं.
कस्य. देन् सेवकः. सेवकः इत्युक्ते सर्वेण्ट्. सेवकस्य. चालकः. सेवकस्य. ओके सर्. सोरि. चालकः.
तङ्गं भगिनि अर्युदे. तङ्गं भगिनि. वि आर् नाट् एबल् टु हियर् युवर् वाय्स् तङ्गं भगिनि. Unmute, yes, you are unmute only, but somehow your voice is not audible, Bhagini. Your chats are coming up, not able to hear. Astu, so...
Am I audible, sir?
Hello? Yes, now you are audible, Bhagini. Tangam Bhagini, is it Tangam Bhagini?
Okay. Prabhantakah ityukte manager. Prabhantakasya.
Bhagini, can you do it from Chalakah? From there we lost you.
Okay sir, okay. Chalakah ityukte driver. Chalakasya. Then Lekakah ityukte writer or author. Lekakasya. प्रबन्धकः इत्युक्ते मेनेजर्. प्रबन्धकस्य. ओके सर्.
यस् भगिनि. समीचीनं
सर्. अर्चकः इत्युक्ते प्रीस्ट्. अर्चकस्य. व्याधकः इत्युक्ते हण्टर्. व्याधस्य. व्याधस्य. देन्
समीचीनं.
पत्रवितारकः.
पत्रवितारकः इत्युक्ते पोस्ट्मेन् पत्रवितारकस्य पुरोहितः इत्युक्ते प्रीस्ट् पुरोहितस्य पाचकः इत्युक्ते कुक् पाचकस्य निदेशकः इत्युक्ते डैरेक्टर् सोरि निर्देशकः इत्युक्ते डैरेक्टर् निर्देशकस्य
निर्देशकस्य
डैरेक्टर् डैरेक्टर्
यस् भगिनि समीचीनं भगिनि समीचीनम् अस्तु भगिनि सो अग्रे ओके so now we have two places here so now we want to form the relation so far we were saying the possessiveness right that we were not defining any relationship with the word archakasya of archakah or of priest cheshakasya gopalakasya of cowherd devakasya of servant chalakah chalakasya lekakah lekakasya prabandhakah prabandhakasya archakah archakasya व्याधः व्याधस्य पत्रि पत्रवितारकः पत्रवितारकस्य पुरोहित पुरोहितस्य पाचकः पाचकस्य निर्देशकः निर्देशकस्य सो दिस् इस् वाट् वि केम् अक्रास् द वर्ड्स् इण्डिविजुवलि इन् षष्ठी विभक्ति नौ वेन् इट् कम्स् टु सेण्टेन्स् हौ इस् दिस् गोयिङ्ग् टु बि सो वि हेव् हियर् दशरथः एण्ड् रामः सो देर् आर् टु थिङ्ग्स् देट् वि हेव् हियर् दशरथः एण्ड् रामः So what is the relationship between Dasharatha and Rama? Dasharathasya putraha Ramaha. Samichinam. Bahu samichinam. So Dasharathasya putraha Ramaha. Ityukte what? What does it mean? Dasharatha's son is Rama. Dasharathasya putraha Ramaha. Dasharathasya putraha Ramaha. Ramasya janakaha Dasharathaha. रामस्य जनकः जनकः इत्युक्ते फादर् रामस्य जनकः दशरथः अस्तु दशरथस्य पुत्रः रामः रामस्य जनकः दशरथः सो इफ् ऐ वाण्ट् टु से रामा फादर् ईस् दशरथः देन् विल् से रामस्य जनकः दशरथः रामस्य जनकः दशरथः Dasharatha's son is Rama. Dasharatha's son is Rama. Then we are going to use Dasharathasya putraha Ramaha. Dasharathasya putraha Ramaha. That is how we are going to use this. Astu. So, vyatakasya vyatakasya is asya is we are trying to address or trying to give the relationship that is what we are using right kasya okay the kasya is right the question here kasya is the question kasya is basically the question when we are only using kasya then it becomes question Dasharathasya is what will be the answer or tasya etasya that will be the answer for it Maudya that is why we are using kasya Astu so Sangam Bhagini is there Madhavi Bhagini are you there
Yes yes
Bhagini, so for these words that we have, can you form the relation on both sides?
Yeah, thank you. Shivasya putraha Ganeshaha. Ganeshasya janakaha Shiva.
Samichinam, agree Bhagini.
Vasudevasya putraha Krishnaha. कृष्णस्य जनकः वसुदेवः
समीचीनं.
रावणः रावणस्य पुत्रः मेघनाथः. मेघनाथस्य जनकः रावणः. रामः रामस्य पुत्रः लवः. लवस्य जनकः रामः. धृतराष्ट्रस्य पुत्रः दुर्योधनः. दुर्योधनस्य जनकः धृतराष्ट्रः. अर्जुनस्य पुत्रः अभिमन्यस्य जनकः अर्जुनः. गौतमस्य पुत्रः शतानन्दः. शतानन्दस्य जनकः गौतमः.
समीचीनं भगिनि, बहु समीचीनं,
धन्यवादः.
अस्तु भगिनि, सो अग्रे बालसुब्रह्मण्यं महोदय.
आम् महोदय. परशुरामस्य छात्रः कर्णः. कर्णस्य आचार्यः परशुरामः. द्रोणाचार्यस्य छात्रः एकलैवः. एकलैवस्य आचार्यः द्रोणाचार्यः. रामकृष्णस्य छात्रः विवेकानन्दः. विवेकानन्दस्य आचार्यः रामकृष्णः. वशिष्ठस्य छात्रः रामः. रामस्य आचार्यः वशिष्ठः. आदिशङ्करः छात्रः पद्मनाभः. पद्मनाभस्य आचार्यः आदिशङ्करः.
समीचीनं महोदय, सो
धन्यवादः.
Samichanam, Mahodaya. So there is one question with respect to the previous slide, Abhimanyuhu. So come to the ending of that word, because here it is not Akaranta Pullinga Shabdaha, right? It is not coming as Akaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. It is Ukaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. For this particular case, Abhimanyasya Janakaha Arjunaha is what we have said here, but we'll come back to, especially for this endings of the words, we'll come back to this again. For now, Shashti Vibhakti for Akaranta Pumlinga Shabdaha is Asya. Akaranta Pumlinga Shabdaha is Asya. So we have followed that. So for words that end in Ikaranta or Ukaranta, Shashti Vibhakti is different. So Guruhu Guru, that is how it will come. This is our Ukaranta. We will come back to this word later, Bhakti. Okay? So for here, the relationship is Chhatraha and Acharyaha. Chhatraha is a student and Acharyaha is a teacher. Chhatraha is a student, disciple or a student. Chhatraha, Acharyaha is a teacher, right? Guruhu. सो परशुरामस्य छात्रः कर्णः. कर्णस्य आचार्यः परशुरामः. सो सिमिलर्लि फार् अदर् वर्ड्स् वि हव् सीन् हौ दे आर् प्रोनौन्स्ड्. सो द रिलेशन्शिप् इस् बेसिकलि टीचर् एण्ड् स्टूडेण्ट्. प्रीवियस्लि इट् वास् फादर् एण्ड् सन्. अस्तु, सो सिमिलर्लि फार् फेमिनैन् वर्ड्स्, रैट्? हर्स् इस् द फेमिनैन् फार् फार् अवे. हर्स् इस् आल्सो फेमिनैन् फार् नियर्. But when it comes to Sanskritam or Sanskrit, it is Tasyaha, Etasyaha. Tasyaha is far away, Etasyaha is near. For masculine, it is Etasya and Tasya. Etasya is near, Tasya is far. Right? Etasya is near, Tasya is far. Tasyaha is far away for feminine, Etasyaha is for nearer words. Astu? So, next is Triveni Bhagni. Triveni Bhagni, are you available?
Mahoday, are you able to hear me?
Yes, Bhagini, you are audible now.
Sa Radha. Sa Ka. Sa Radha. तस्याः नाम राधा तस्याः नाम किं तस्याः नाम किं तस्याः नाम राधा कस्याः नाम राधा तस्याः नाम राधा
समीचीनं भगिनि अग्रे गोविन्दराज महोदय गोविन्दराजन् महोदय अस्ति वा
अस्ति महोदय
आं महोदय
शृणोति वा
हा अहं शृणोमि
अस्तु महोदय सा सा लता तस्य नाम लता
तस्याः
नाम किं तस्याः नाम किं तस्याः नाम लता कस्याः नाम लता तस्याः नाम लता
समीचीनं महोदय उत्तमम् अग्रे सुप्रिया भगिनी अस्ति वा
can you hear me
सुप्रिया भगिनी yes we are able to hear you
सा का सा गोपिका तस्याः नाम किं तस्याः नाम गोपिका कस्याः नाम गोपिका तस्याः नाम गोपिका
समीचीनं भगिनि बहु समीचीनम् उत्तममस्ति अग्रे मञ्जुश्री भगिनी अस्ति वा मञ्जुश्री भगिनी अस्तु मञ्जुश्री भगिनी वि आर् नाट् एबल् टु हियर् यु मञ्जुश्री भगिनी अस्तु सुचित्रा भगिनी आर् यु देयर् मञ्जुश्री भगिनी यु आर् अन्म्यूटेड् बट् वि आर् नाट् एबल् टु हियर् युर् वाय्स् अस्तु सुचित्रा भगिनी आर् यु देयर् सुचित्रा भगिनी ऐम् नाट् एबल् टु हियर् युर् वाय्स् भगिनी अस्तु ओके सो अग्रे प्रमिला भगिनी प्रमिला भगिनी
सा अनु तस्याः नाम अनु तस्याः नाम किं तस्याः नाम अनु कस्याः नाम अनु तस्याः नाम अनु
अस्तु भगिनि अग्रे राघवन् महोदय
अस्तु महोदय सा का सा राधिका तस्य नाम किं तस्य नाम राधिका कस्याः नाम राधिका तस्याः नाम तस्याः नाम राधिका आम् तस्याः नाम राधिका
हलो अग्रे
धन्यवादः
दिस् वन् आल्सो महोदय
एषा का एषा कावेरी एतस्याः नाम कावेरी एतस्याः नाम किम् एतस्याः नाम कावेरी कस्याः नाम कावेरी आम् एतस्याः नाम कावेरी
समीचीनं महोदय बहु समीचीनं
धन्यवादः
अग्रे मुरुगप्पन् महोदय
सर् एक्स्क्यूस् मी सर् फार् दि क्वश्चन् कस्याः नाम किं तं कावेरी शुड् वि से आम् आर् शुड् नाट् वि शुड् नाट् से आम्
आम् इस् नाट् रिक्वैर्ड् भगिनि कस्याः नाम कावेरी इस् इस् हूस् नेम् इस् कावेरी राघवन् महोदय प्राबब्लि इस् आल्सो रेफरिङ्ग् यस् हर् नेम् इस् राघव हर् नेम् इस् कावेरी ओन्लि इट् इस् नाट् नेसेसरि फार् यूसिङ्ग् द वर्ड् आम् हियर्
ओके थेङ्क् यू सर्
आं भगिनि
मुरुगप्पन् महोदय कस्याः नाम माया दट् इस् मेन् क्वशन् कम्स् कस्याः नाम माया किं देन् द आन्सर् वुड् बि आम् तस्या एतस्याः नाम माया आम् ऐ रैट्
अस्तु
कस्याः नाम माया
नाम भवत्याः नाम माया किम् ऐ एम् आस्किङ्ग् भवत्याः नाम माया किम्
ओके ओके
देन् इस् युर् नेम् भवत्याः नाम किम् इस् वाट् इस् युर् नेम् भवत्याः भवत्याः नाम माया इस् वाट् इस् युर् नेम् वाट् इस् अस्तु किं देन् ऐ एम् सेङ्ग् यस् युर् नेम् इस् आर् शी मैट् से यस् मै नेम् इस् माया सो when the context here is kasyaha nama maya I am just asking whose name is maya in general or I am yes. trying to address whose name is maya in a group etasyaha yes. nama maya
avagachate avagachate esha kha esha maya एतस्याः नाम माया एतस्याः नाम किम् एतस्याः नाम माया कस्याः नाम माया एतस्याः नाम माया
समीचीनं महोदय सो वी हेव् अ क्वश्चन् फ्रोम् गोविन्दराजन् महोदय सेयिङ्ग् देट् फार् स्त्रीलिङ्ग डु वि से कस्याः कस्याः अस्तु महोदय एतस्याः आर् कस्याः So, kasyaha is the question. Etasyaha or tasyaha would be our answer. Etasyaha nama kim? Kasyaha nama maya? In a group, whose name is maya? So, I am asking, kasyaha nama maya? So, we are a group now. Kasyaha nama maya? And we are standing somewhere. And I have asked, kasyaha nama maya? So, one person is saying, etasyaha nama maya? Mahodaya, etasyaha nama maya? So that is how we are trying to address the answer. Asu Govindrajan Mahodaya, does that answer your question?
Mahodaya, mama prashna kasyaha nama ka srilinga
mahodaya ka acha So, namaka, kasyaha namaka. So, whose name is... So, your Mahavya... Okay, I did not see that ka. Okay, so kasyaha namaka is... Whose name is ka? That is again a question, right? Whose name is what? Ka. Ka is again...
Oh.
It is a question. In Sanskritam, ka is basically a question. Esha ka, esha yamuna. एतस्य नाम यमुना एतस्याः नाम यमुना वुड् बि युर् आन्सर् रैट् कस्याः नाम यमुना एतस्याः नाम यमुना
अस्तु महोदय
आम् महोदय ओके वि हाव् वन् मोर् क्वशन् विसर्ग इन् अ स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दः फार् एतस्याः इस् दिस् अनदर् एक्सेप्शन् अस्तु यस् सो एतस्याः भवत्याः भवति भवत्याः So, this is actually Bhavatyaha. You remember Bhavatyaha nama kim? Bhavatyaha, Bhavatyaha, right? Bhavatina, Bhavatkas. So, here, Etasyaha is again an exception for the Visarga because whenever we come to Srilinga Shabdaha, we generally don't see or we do not generally come across this kind of representation of Aha. Where we generally said, aha whenever we come across aha we are using for akaranta pumlinga shabdah. That is what our learning was so far. So here again, etasyah is atasyah, etasyah, tasyah, or kasyah are having visargas. But here we have akaranta. It is not akaranta, right? It is akaranta, and we have a visarga here. So we will generally not see this visarga most of the times, but we will come across these kind of words when you have aha, yaha, right? These words will have aha. So that is there. Those are generally not the exceptions. But the root word, if you are seeing, then we will see for some of the root words, Lakshmihi, right? That was our root word itself, Lakshmihi. So there, we were not using any visarga, we are not using any kind of representation of the word. We are directly using Lakshmihi. So that was basically our exception. But here, we will come across this kind of aha as we go forward. Okay, Mahodaya? Astu? So, okay. Agree. Indira Bhagini, are you there?
Yes.
Bhagini, can you please use this or take up this slide and ask the question and the answer as well?
Esha ka, Esha Yamuna. Etasya nama Yamuna. Etasyaha nama Yamuna. Etasyaha nama kim. Etasyaha nama Yamuna. Kasyaha nama Yamuna. Etasyaha nama Yamuna.
Samichinam Bhagini. Etasyaha nama Yamuna. Agre. Mangai Bhagini. Mangai Bhagini? Astu Mangai Bhagini. Priyaram Bhagini?
Yeah. Esha ka, Esha Meera. Etasyah nama kim, etasyah nama Meera, kasyah nama Meera, etasyah nama Meera.
Samichinam Bhagini. Agre Usha Bhagini. Usha Bhagini, your voice is not audible. So, Vandana Bhagini? So, Aishwarya Bhagini?
Ashtu Mahodaya. Esha ka, Esha Janaki. Etasyaha nama kim, Etasyaha nama Janaki. Kasyaha nama kim, nama Janaki, Etasyaha nama Janaki.
Samichinam Bhagini, Samichinam. Astu Agre. Srihasini Bhagini.
Yes, sir.
सा दुर्गा तस्याः नाम दुर्गा तस्याः नाम किं तस्याः नाम दुर्गा कस्याः नाम किं तस्याः नाम लक्ष्मी तस्याः नाम दुर्गा
क्षमतां दिस् इस् कस्याः नाम किं तस्याः नाम दुर्गा ओन्ली दिस् इस् एक्चुलि कस्याः नाम लक्ष्मी कम्य ऐ जस्ट् चेञ्ज् दिस् इस् कस्याः नाम दुर्गा तस्याः नाम दुर्गा नाट् किं कस्याः नाम दुर्गा कस्याः नाम दुर्गा अस्तु अस्तु भगिनि अग्रे सरदा भगिनि हरि उदय
सा का सा श्री तस्याः नाम किं तस्याः नाम श्री कस्याः नाम श्री तस्याः नाम श्री
अस्तु भगिनि अग्रे ओके सो वि हेव् कम् हियर् टु स्याः सो दिस् वि विल् डू इट् इन् द नेक्स्ट् क्लास् समयः जातः इट् इस् आल्रेडि 9 सो फार् टुडे please practice the masculine gender words and we have also seen feminine gender words and in our abhyasa pustakam we have the abhyasa pustakam also so here please practice this is we have completed and also we have completed 1.9 we have not completed the maturayah or we have not seen the yah part for the feminine gender so till 1.9 1.8 1.8 and 1.9 in abhyasa pustakam is the homework and also please revise the profession professional words that we discussed last week please try to revise that and form sentences using aham so any profession that you are in or if you are saying aham the name and also aham then followed by the profession aham profession these are the things that you'll be using to form the sentence so aham karyakartah karyakarta So we will use aham jayantaha, aham karakarta. So that is how the word will be used. And you can form the sentences with aham. And also please try to complete the abhyasa pustakam till 1.9a, 1.8a, 1.8a and 1.9a. These are the homework for this week. And after 2 weeks or 3 weeks, we'll have our, again, the next test. We will be having our next test. After 3 weeks and whatever is completed till that point, we will have our exam. Okay, so please keep revising whatever we have done so far. Going forward, we will have tests every month as we complete our syllabus. Astu, so if there are any questions, we may take them up. Else, we will complete this session by our mantram, so which will be done by Murugappan Mahodaya.
अस्तु महोदय
आं महोदय सो प्लीज़् एव्रिबडि महोदय वन् मिनिट् महोदय सो विल् हाव् एव्रिबडि रिसैट् दिस् सो यु विल् टेक् दि फस्ट् सेण्टेन्स् एण्ड् देन् एव्रिबडि विल् रिसैट् इट् विल् फालो यु
आं महोदय ॐ सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः
सर्वे
सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु
सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः हरिः श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः
हरिः ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः
हरिः
नमः
अस्तु धन्यवादः महोदय धन्यवादः सर्वेभ्यः
धन्यवादः सर्
धन्यवादः महोदय
धन्यवादः महोदय
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः महोदय
शुभ शुभदिनं शुभरात्रि
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः महोदय
अस्तु भगिनि
धन्यवादः